The message you are about to hear is God's relevant word for the now. The man of God, Apostle Dr. Alex Nkrumah, is a man of faith, equipped with the mandate of shaping lives through the word of God. This word brings to bear on the hearer experiential knowledge, practical wisdom, and spiritual understanding. Be blessed as you listen to God's servant, the Apostle Dr. Alex Nkrumah.
Now listen, he says that we have an altar. Jesus, the death he died, he was put on the brazen altar. Jesus in you, the altar of power. When I say Jesus in you, say the altar of power. Jesus in you. Let me prove to you from the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 13. 1 Kings chapter 13. Let me read it. I'm just about wrapping up. 1 Kings chapter 13 from verse 1. After the death of King Solomon, let me read. He says, by the word of the Lord, a man of God from Judah to Bethel. By the word of the Lord, a man of God came from Judah to Bethel. As Jeroboam was standing by what? This is an evil altar from where all of us has come. Jeroboam established one. This man of God who was sent, his name is not mentioned, typifying that any child of God who accepts Jesus and hold on to his teaching, no altar can foil his plans. Listen to us as I read. He says, the man of God cried, verse 2, cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord. What did he say? This is what the Lord says. He cried out against the altar by the word of the Lord and said, oh, altar, altar, repeat after me. Oh, altar, altar. Rise up and say, oh, altar, altar.
Oh, altar,
altar. Now qualify it. Oh, evil altar, evil altar.
Oh, evil altar,
shout again. Oh, evil altar, evil altar.
Oh, evil altar,
now command it. Hey, evil altar, evil altar.
Hey, evil altar, evil altar.
Hear the word of the Lord. Now sit down. Something is taking place here. Listen. There have been a lot of teachings about altar. I'm not saying it's bad. It is very good. All is true. But you must graduate from there. You don't remain there. You don't have to remain there. You don't have to. I was at the Bible school. I was class prefect till we graduated. But to some of us, the Bible said that those whom he did foreknow, he also predestined. To some of us, our coming out into the world was preordained. The Bible said that before they were born, they were said, the elder shall serve the younger. Come beat him. He's God. Listen. Oh, altar, altar. This is what the Lord says. A son named Josiah will be born to the house of David. On you, altar, he will sacrifice the priests of the high places who now make offerings here. And human bones will be burned on you, altar. The same day, the man of God gave a sign. This is the sign the Lord has declared. The altar will be split apart. Today, this communion, this is what is going to happen. Every altar that will rise against you, we dedicated this altar. And God said, I am going to promulgate its ability and power. Today is a day of acceleration. God says the altar was split apart. And ashes, and the ashes on it will be poured out. The king Jeroboam, as he was making his sacrifice, he was afraid. Now listen. When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God cried out against the altar at Bethel, specific place. This Bethel was where Jacob saw God and the ladder. Now that place became something else. The Bible says, he stretched out his hand from the altar and said, "Seize the man of God." But the very hand he stretched out toward the man of God shriveled up. I declare, this is what is going to happen to any person. I'm telling you, if I am your pastor, I'm telling you. The Bible says, Jeroboam said, "Seize him." And the hand he stretched toward the man of God shriveled so that he could not pull it back. Also, the altar was split apart and its ashes poured according to the sign given by the man of God, by the word of God. The altar split into two. The Bible says, we have an altar. The man of God who was speaking, the altar in him was powerful than the altar that Jeroboam was sacrificing on. So also, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is the Bible. Christ in you, the heavenly altar at work. Christ in you, the heavenly altar at work. I am teaching you that which will advance you. Do not be carried away by strange teachings. I am talking to you the way a father talks to his children, so they will advance. God showed himself up so powerfully to this man called Jeroboam. And when the altar split into two, the man of God's work was done. However, he did not take the instructions. He went and ate because another man of God said, "I am also a prophet. And an angel has spoken to me that come and eat in my house." But the word of the Lord to that man of God was that don't eat at the place I am sending you. And don't go by the same way that you went. This is where the warning is. Know what is in this book. Abide by what is in this book. Be directed by what is here. Because when we talk of altars, it is powerful. It is powerful. It can make or unmake you. Because Balaam asked for an altar to be built. 7 altars. And every time he met God at the altar. You can't joke with altars. Abraham built an altar. Jacob built an altar. Isaac did. All those biblical good altars were all typifying Christ. Now Christ has come to fulfill all those good altars. And that Christ who has fulfilled it is living in you. So why are you afraid? Do not be carried away by any strange teaching. Let me just end with Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, from verse 11 and 12. It says, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers what? He offers what? He offers what? The same sacrifice. Did you know that that sacrifice said that it never took away sin? Listen to many preaching that is going on. Everywhere you open, altar here, altar there, altar here, altar there. So can that altar be dealt with once and for all? So that we can go on? The answer is here. Listen, but it says, but when this priest, the priest we are talking about is Jesus, when this priest offered for all time one sacrifice for sin, what did he do? I said, what did he do? What is he doing? He's sitting there for you. He did this first to Stephen. The Bible says that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. The only place we see Jesus standing is when Stephen cried, I see the heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. I declare from today, God will give you a standing ovation if you stay your heart in his word. So today, what are we coming to do? As we come to this table, simple. The man who destroyed evil altars is the one lying on this table. He didn't destroy it and just leave it there. Because he himself said that if an evil spirit is cut out of a man, he go and wander. But he destroyed it and built, erected a new one. When he broke the altar in his father's house, the altar of idolatrous worship of Baal, what did Gideon do? He erected an altar in the name of the Lord. Elijah did the same thing. When he destroyed the altar of Baal, he took 12 stones and erected a new altar. And whilst when he erected the altar, he said, Lord, answer me for these people to know. And immediately the fire of heaven fell. The fire is here. God said, today is acceleration. He is going to accelerate you. The first lesson we read says that the people, when they caught the fish, it was so huge. It was overwhelming to them. And yet the net did not break. Acceleration of the unique family. How did God accelerate it? He appeared to Abraham and changed his name 3 times. As I told you during the week, I don't want to go into it again. He appeared to David 3 times for the acceleration. And he repeated the same to Jesus, our Lord. This is our time. When we talk of acceleration, practical wisdom. Say practical wisdom. Practical. I am not talking about people who have MPhil, but they cannot translate it into improved lives. A lot of people have MPhil and they boast with a certificate. True or false? I'm talking about practical wisdom. Philosophy simply is lovers of wisdom. Because philia is love and sophia is wisdom. At least I did introduction to philosophy. So lovers of wisdom. And one of the Greek philosophers said, if the study of philosophy does not translate into practically improving the lives of people, then it has failed. Ask anybody who have done philosophy.
in the study of philosophy, it's important is to translate into improving human lives. That's all about philosophy. You know what we brag? MPhil of a position. And people are suffering. Is somebody hearing me? Are you guys hearing me? I know you are a scientist. You understand some of the things I'm saying. Great scientist as he sit there. Practical wisdom. Experiential knowledge. You don't use the books as reference. As we use, we quote, the Bible says, and yet you are not able to translate what the Bible says. Spiritual understanding. People will come to you and deceive you in the name of God. Jesus never creates fear in people. Jesus, his word is also always encouraging. It is always encouraging, comforting. Because they brought sinners to him. And he said, neither do I condemn you. If it has to do with Jesus, it must be freedom. If it has to do with Jesus, it must be comforting. If it has to do with Jesus, it must be understandable. No secret with Jesus. No mystery in Jesus. Everything plain. He said, I have spoken to you plainly. And my word doesn't have place in you because you have formed your opinions. Are you hearing me? Maybe let me give you this. God's prescription to every pastor, teacher of the word of God, evangelist, prophet, and apostle is what I want to give you, and then I'll finish. Say God's prescription. Oh, no. God's job description. Say God's job description. So if I am an apostle, or I call myself a pastor, by what I am going to read and what you see happening, judge it for yourself. Now listen to the job description. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. He talks of what Jesus have done. Now listen, it was he, that is Jesus, who gave some to be what? Please read with me. He gave some to be what? And some to be, for what purpose? Go on. To do what? To prepare God's people for what? So every pastor, evangelist, apostle, prophet, he is to equip you to know what he knows, to know his secret, to know the things that is making him be powerful, so that you too can be powerful, so that we can transform more people. But if he keeps it to himself and he always wants you to come to him, you have to put a question mark. You are not hearing me. To prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ will be what? When we are building this building, was it only masons who built it? Masons do the block work. Carpenters were in. Tilers were in. Electricians were in. All those people. So, the same thing God has done. He says that until we all reach the unity of what? So if Alex Nguma is said to be a man of faith, then everybody who sits under me must be a man of faith. If the government is corrupt, it's the head. If the business is collapsing, it's the head. If I am a man of faith, everybody must be a person of faith in this church. If I keep it to myself, that means I have failed in my job description and I must be fired by God. Many men of God have been fired by God and they are operating without anointing. So they have resorted to juju. So that you understand it well. Verse 11. In the King James, it says, verse 11. And he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, and some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Listen. For what? Perfecting of the saint. For what? The work of the ministry. So, I don't have to pray for you for healing. I must give you that which has made me powerful so that you will heal yourself and pray for other people. Every Sunday you come and I equip you. God's intention is that the greatest among you become a servant. Amen. Jesus illustrated this. And he used the politician. Since Honorable is here, let me say it. Jesus says, you know that the leaders of the world, they lord it over their people. Amen? Now listen, we're not talking about titles here. We're talking about reality. Good leadership. So sometimes I see some leaders sitting on platform, on platform and saying big, big things. I look to their past. Somebody say, I hear you. Rise up to your feet. Hallelujah. Are you in the house? Say, God is in the house. Listen, today God will stampede anything that has frustrated you. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. The Lord strengthens you. The Lord's grace upon you shines. And the Lord make you special. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. And now may the word of God dwell with you richly. For more inquiries, you can contact us on the internet at www.rrcag.org. You can also email us at info@rrcag.org or call us on 0302-763-153. God richly bless you.